Hello, everyone. Let's let everyone come on in. Good evening. Oh, there is Coach Ashley. How's everybody doing? Good. We got people raising their hands. Hope you're coming in for some coaching tonight, ladies. All right, Ashley, bringing Coach Ashley up. Coach Ashley will be talking to you in the chat using all caps because we want to be sure we hear everything that comes out of her keyboard because Coach Ashley is a wise woman. We have she'll also be in the Q&A if you trying to figure out how to rename myself. Okay. If you have any questions about any of the coaching or anything I say or anything random, you can hit up Coach Ashley in the chat. Ashley, if there's anything you want to leave for me, I will I'll look for it at the end of the call. We are going to be here for about an hour or so, taking care of all the business, all the business. Is there any other announcement I need to make? Oh, camp. Y'all, sign up for camp. I'm just going to tell you, sign up for camp. Raise your hand if you are a regular journaler, or maybe raise your, give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you're not a regular journaler. So important to clean all the cobwebs out of your head before you start your day. It's like magic, magic. Because once you get all that junk, all that yuck out of your head, you can actually move on with clarity. Lots and lots of clarity comes from letting all the old shitties flow down your arm, out of your fingertips, out of your pen, and onto the paper. Okay? So do it. Do it. All right. Let's get started. Kim L, you are first. Let's see. Is Kim coming? Yep, here she comes. This is open coaching tonight. We will coach on anything. You bring it, I got your coaching ready for you.
I'm just
Okay.
trying to figure out my camera. Trying to figure this out.
Okay. Your camera's
Good
on and
enough,
I can
close.
hear you. So you're in good shape.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad I'm first because I've been on pins and needles thinking if I could do this.
You can do it. You can do it. We got you. What's
I've
up?
been part of no BS probably for about a year. The reason why I did it was for my mental state. Are you there? Okay.
I'm here.
My screen blipped.
Okay.
I've been here for about a year. Did it more for my mental state and to make sure I don't lose weight. I mean, don't gain weight because I'm very overweight. Long story short, bad knees, bad back, went to doctor. Found out this summer I do need double knee surgery. Recently, I also joined No BS Women because I have I went and did some educational stuff, and that woman kind of ghostlighted me, so to speak. And now I don't know what I'm going to do, but that's another story. So my big thing right now is I am so overwhelmed, beyond overwhelmed. I've lost my mojo. I lost my positivity. And that's what I want to coach other women. And I even stopped working on my business because how am I supposed to coach other women if I can't do it myself? I mean, I
Tell me
even
why you're
ran.
overwhelmed. Tell me why you're overwhelmed.
Because I sit in my room all the time. I can't even get down the stairs because of my knees. It's the only time I go downstairs is if I have to go to a doctor's or something. So I'm basically homebound in my bed. It's like, how do you stay positive when I don't talk to anybody? My only communication is through this new group I found online with a couple other women in Jersey, where I'm from. And I'm just spiraling, and I don't want to spiral because I was there before. I consider it like a black hole when I was really depressed a couple years ago, and I feel like I'm in the verge of going there again, and I don't want to.
Okay. So
I
tell
really
me.
don't want to. And it's just like, but I feel like that's where I'm going. You know, it's just, I mean, TMI, I'm having pee accidents because I can't get to the, because I drink my drink and I can't get in bed fast enough to go to the bathroom. It's insane. It's just, I don't know what to do anymore. And no, I don't journal. I
Okay.
talk to myself in my head. Like I did learn this thing when I went for my CBT classes and NLP. It's called like finish the conversation. So I talk to myself and I talk myself through things and it helps tremendously. But now lately it's just a circle like, so what? You know, it's like you can't change any of it, you know. So it's like
So let's break it down into smaller pieces.
just
Okay.
saying it out loud felt good. It's just,
Yeah.
it's somebody else hearing it other than my dog.
So let me ask you this though. Okay. So you're telling yourself you're having all these spirally thoughts. Are you questioning them? Or are you 100% believing them? Here's an example. You
Both.
said, I don't think you're questioning them because you just told me I can't do anything about this.
I certain parts I know I can, but at the same time, it's like the solutions that I've been doing for them are not, I don't know if they're as effective as they could be because I got so sick about 3 4 weeks ago, and I don't know if it was because of all the meds I was taking, or they were all new meds, and I'm afraid to start doing it again because if I get another stomach, it was awful. Was it a stomach bug or was it a reaction to all those new meds? You know, and I don't want to do that again.
So this is why you're spiraling. You're asking yourself a lot of questions and you're not answering them. Okay. So you got sick a few weeks ago. It might've been the medicine. It might not have been, but instead of going, okay, this is my next step, you're saying, but what if, but what if, but what if I get sick again? What if it doesn't help? What if I can't make it to the bathroom? What if I can't get my water? What if, what if, what if? And that's what creates the spiral. Right. So if you know anything about CBT, and y'all, CBT is basically what we teach. I mean,
yeah, it
seriously,
is.
It's basically you have a thought, creates a feeling, feelings create the action, you know, that whole
yeah,
thing.
So I know the whole
is basically
thing. So.
So you know it all. Right. But here's the thing about having a coach. Okay. A coach can point out where you're not using CBT or where you're using it against yourself. So you have
that's
all.
What I think I'm doing. Boy, did you hit it on the head.
You have all of these thoughts going around in your head that you're not managing at all. You're not doing anything with, right? And that's what creates the overwhelm. And when you feel, y'all, when you feel overwhelmed, nothing happens. It's like you're frozen. It's like you are, you know, frozen in space. The only thing that goes on the do line after overwhelm is inaction. Right?
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So how do you get out of overwhelm? I bet you know the answer. You don't know? Tell me one thing that you can do for yourself after you get off this call. One thing that you can do for yourself.
I'm eating dinner.
How are you going to
I
get
have
to
no idea.
How are you going to get dinner? Somebody bringing it to you? Or are you going down to the kitchen?
No, I
Okay.
can't go down to the kitchen.
All right. So somebody brings you dinner.
I'll be calling my husband and saying I'm ready for dinner.
Yeah. Are you going to eat to enough?
Yeah.
All
And
right.
My dog always gets the last three bites. He loves it.
Yeah. So you are doing things for yourself. Right? Sometimes when we have various health issues going on like you have right now, you have to take it down into the micro moments and recognize what you are doing for yourself. So tell me what else. You're going to eat dinner to enough. What comes next?
I'll probably just watch TV.
Will you brush your teeth?
Later.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah. Before you go to bed, you have a bedtime routine. You brush your teeth.
For the most part.
Did you make a plan today?
No, I don't make plans a lot, but I eat the same stuff every day. So it's just like, okay, up this, 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 you
So,
know.
do you know what a plan is used for? Do you know why we make plans? Do you think we make plans just so we know what we're going to eat that day? Or do you think there's more to it?
There's probably more to it.
What do you think it might be?
Helps you with a routine.
Yeah, helps with routine.
But is routine what I eat? You know, it's like,
You set your intention for the day from a food perspective with what you eat, how much. You know, when you say, I'm going to eat, let's say tacos are for dinner tonight, right? I'm going to eat tacos
burgers.
Tonight. Burgers. Okay. I'm going to eat burgers. I'm going to stop at enough. That's your food intention for the day. And when you do eat your burger and you stop to enough, you check that box. It teaches you to keep a commitment to yourself. It teaches you that you are setting an intention for today that you have followed up on, assessed, and had your own back with.
But this is my problem with doing, I'll do that good for like a week or so, and then I stop again.
Why do you stop?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yes. You
I
really,
really
don't.
don't.
You really don't know? Okay. So what happens on that? All right. 7 days of plans. You wake up the next day. No plan. What's going on in your mind? What's happening? I don't know why I'm doing this. It's the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not worth the trouble. What's going on? See, there are reasons for inaction as well as action, right?
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good one. There are reasons for inaction as well as action. And if I had to bet, your reasons for inaction are very self-judgy. Because you started this call telling me all the things that were wrong. All the things that you were struggling with.
I just didn't think I'd be in this position at age 58, you know?
That's probably one of the thoughts that leads you to inaction. I can't believe I'd be in this position.
No, I don't have a life. I mean, it's just so frustrating.
I don't have a life. Yeah, you do have a life.
It's sitting in bed all day.
But you have a life.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your
Coach
work.
Kathy, I don't know. I'm just so, I do all my classes. I do the work. It's like, instead of doing the four N's, I almost feel like I'm doing more of the CBT.
And that's, you know, that's
it's
all right.
The same
if
thing.
You're do, if you're doing the work and you're seeing results from it, you do whatever CBT you want to do. But if you're not seeing results, that's when you get on a coaching call.
Right.
And somebody like me or somebody stronger than me shakes you a little bit and says, you know, you're not really talking nicely to yourself.
No, I'm being very
mean to
myself. You need to
really, really listen to how you talk to yourself. And if you're educated in CBT, cognitive
behavioral therapy
is CBT. Rosita's asking in the chat, and I'll say it again. It is basically what we teach in No BS. It's the thought management stuff that we teach in No BS. So if you are educated in this and you're actually doing the work, you are likely seeing the crappy thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're not doing the work to effectiveness, you're kind of pushing it all behind you and going, see, I have no life. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's what I've been doing lately.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while there, I knew the thought process. It's like, okay.
Uh-oh, I muted you. I muted you. I'm sorry. I meant to mute myself because I have to call.
Am I back?
You're back. So I'm so sorry. Wrong box.
It's okay. No, it's just, now what was I going to say? My thought process is like, I would work through it and I'd be fine. And now lately it's just like, I'm like, I know all the answers, you know, like this is what you do. Go to another doctor, go to another doctor. And it's just, you're just like, when does it end? You know?
So you know all the answers and you took it straight to the action line.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to another doctor rather than I'm going to clean up how I'm thinking about myself and how I'm thinking
I
about
have
my
to,
situation.
because that's what the doctors are saying to me.
You have, sure. But you went to what am I going to do rather than how am I going to manage my mind around my life circumstances?
Oh, that's what I'm doing. I'm skipping
You're
steps.
Skipping. You got to see, this is why everybody needs a coach. You're skipping the thought part of it, going straight to, it's so easy to think I'm going to fix things by going straight and doing the actions, going to the doctor, making a plan, doing my discovery worksheets. That's how I'm going to fix things. Yeah, that's how things get fixed. But if you've got a brain space that's going, it's not going to do any good. I'm stuck in this bed. You know, I don't have a life. If you're telling yourself all that stuff, there is no motivation to actually do the things that are going to improve your life.
Right.
So your work is to listen to how you talk to yourself and really kind of change that up a little bit. I'm assuming that you're a pretty good person, right? Oh. You fun to be around when you're in a good mood?
I've been told.
Yeah. You got a dude downstairs that cares about you because he can bring you dinner.
Yeah, I do.
Right? You might have some redeeming qualities, I bet. Right?
I hope so.
But you're not thinking about how to make my life as it is right now livable. You're thinking about how miserable your life is right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying my life is great. You know, I don't have to go anywhere. I get to sit in this bed all day. None of that. We're not going pie in the sky. We're going to, I can manage what I have right now because I'm cleaning up how I think about myself.
But how do you do that when you keep throwing up fences or obstacles in front of it?
You write and you
Which
question.
I don't.
And you heard me talk at the very beginning about how important it is to clean out the cobwebs, right? You question everything that you write. Just like I did this, I have no life thought that you have. We pretty much busted that, right? Because you're upright and your eyes are open, so you have a life. You just get to choose what you think about that life and what you do with that life.
Yeah. My problem is I have difficulty sitting down and writing it. I could talk about it out loud. Like, and I could even talk about it and have like my iPad write it down for me, but I struggle hand to paper putting down my thoughts.
Talk to text. Every time, I want you to think like a coach. All right. Because
okay. You're
in your head with you. Your coach,
way too much.
Right? Your coach Kim is in your head with you. She's not got an ugly tone. She is observing what you're thinking. And she's like, dude, clean that one up. Clean that one up. You can't write? Okay, talk to text. She's got ideas. She's got wisdom. It's all up in there. You've just silenced her for a little while.
Well, what doesn't help is I took like a freebie course a couple months ago, and I gave them one of my ideas, and I could see it in the two coaches' eyes, like, are they going to steal it on me? And I'm like, and I talked to one friend I have online, and she said, I hope that, she goes, it is what it is. I mean, but it's still not going to be your spin on it. You know?
Why does that matter? Why does it matter?
Because it's brilliant, and nobody really does it, you know?
So why aren't you doing it?
Because
why aren't you at least excavating it? Give yourself some purpose. Maybe that's what you need.
I lost my purpose. I know I did.
Yeah. Because you have no life. That's what you told me.
Yeah, I lost my purpose.
So my question to you, for you to journal about, however you can journal, talk to text.
That's why I'm going to camp.
Whatever. you're doing virtual camp? Excellent.
Virtual camp.
Excellent.
Yes.
Is what kind of life can I create based on the circumstances that I have right now? And I don't want to hear anything about, I can't create a life, I'm stuck in this bed. I don't want to hear that. You can create something while you're losing weight and getting to your doctor's appointments so that you can fix your knees and all the things. You can create something.
But how do I get back on track? I guess the writing.
One step at a time.
I know. I jump. I'm a nut.
At a time.
I could coach anybody else, but I can't coach myself.
Yes, you can. Stop. See? No. Have you ever coached yourself effectively? Ever?
I don't think so. I've coached a couple of friends.
Have you tried?
A couple of friends I do have, I've coached them and they said it was amazing. I even do hypnosis.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. You're going to journal for 3 minutes. I don't care what the topic is. Why my life sucks, what I can create, what am I feeling today? And then you're going to look at that with your coach's eyes and go through it one by one.
Oh.
Coach okay. Kim is going to talk to client Kim and say, this one's a thought error. We're throwing this one away. Meaningless, doesn't help us. This one we can work with. And here's how we're going to level it up 1%. You start doing that kind of work on yourself with your own self-coaching practice, you're going to change things. Huh. One step at a time. No jumping all in. Hear me, everyone on this call, everyone in the replays, new people, old people, whoever you are, legacies, you cannot make change except by going one step at a time. You try and take on everything at once, you're going to end up overwhelmed, unhappy, quitting, all or nothing, perfectionistic. None of that helps. You have to pick one thing to work on, one thing at a time. And when you get that solid, you move to the next thing.
Right. And I just want to say, this is the first time I've ever been coached. And I'm so thrilled it's with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, I've battled nasty divorce. I've battled and survived cancer. I've been through so much. I lost all my hair. I got it back. I mean, I've been through hell and back again.
Where is that Kim that survived
I don't know.
All that stuff?
And that's what I'm looking for. And I can't find her.
She's in here. She is in here. Reconnect with her through your journaling.
I can't find her, and that's my problem. And I'm getting more and more upset because I can't find her.
Stop saying I can't find her. Do you believe she's in there?
I don't know.
Okay, tell me about surviving cancer. How did you do that?
How? I don't know.
Give me 5 sentences about how you survived cancer. What did you do? What were you thinking as you did it? I'm going to kick cancer's ass. Did you say that?
Yes. Believe was my mantra.
Believe.
My 3-year-old daughter was tucking me into bed and giving me a kiss. And I always thought that kiss was my magic kiss to feel better.
Okay.
My son was, I think, 10 or 11, and my daughter was 3. And I just said, I need to be here for them.
Yeah. So guess what? You just found her. Now you change that dialogue to say, I need to be here for me. It's not that hard to reconnect with that person through your memories. And find the will and the drive and the motivation about why you want to be here. You obviously have a lot of knowledge to share and great ideas that the world needs.
I needed this. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. In about a week's time, I want you to get in the Facebook group. I want you to say, hey, y'all, I'm Kim. I got coached by Kathy last week on a life coaching call. Here's what I've gotten done this week. Here's what I'm doing for myself this week. I want you to tag me, okay?
Okay.
I'm making a note. I'm going to look for it.
Now, how do you tag? That's the only thing I'm not sure of.
The shift to.
Yeah, the at symbol. At sign.
And just type Kathy with a K and it comes up. Kathy McManus Hartman. It's me.
Okay.
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 Thank you, Kathy. One step at a time, my friend. All right. Love you back.
Or go do the 5-4-3-2-1 I just learned.
Have you read that book? That would be a great book to read. Mel Robbins, 5-4-3-2-1. Super easy.
I have it on a sticky next to the bed.
You can even get it on Audible. It's super easy to read. Good book. Good for you.
I just have it on a sticky. That's how I got out of bed today.
You'll love
my leg wouldn't agree with it. Well, I had to count it like 4 times.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay, Maya, you're up. I hope I'm saying your name right. You'll have to correct me if that is not correct. Here she comes.
You nailed it.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Hello. How are you?
Hi there. My hair is not blue anymore.
Your hair's not blue anymore?
Blue.
Yeah. Mine was never blue.
I love yours. I'm trying to get to wear yours. See?
Great. You know, I decided to embrace the gray. It's me. And my mantra has been be fearlessly authentic. So what you see is what you get when you get Coach Kathy. It's me.
Gorgeous.
What are we coaching on, my friend?
Well, okay. I was trying to get on yesterday for trauma. So let's start trauma.
Okay.
I'm from Ukraine.
I'm having trouble understanding you. Hang on just a minute. Let me see if I can fix my speaker a little bit. All right, try again.
Do you have an accent remover too?
I don't. Maybe that's what it is. I will listen intently. So you said you tried to get on yesterday.
Yes.
What do you want?
For the trauma coach. We're in coaching, right?
Yep. Okay.
I am from the Ukraine.
Ukraine,
I'm from the region that used to be Ukraine and no longer Ukraine. Okay.
Okay.
So the war.
Yeah.
Triggers.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish.
Okay.
Okay, so we have that going on. And losing weight is kind of becomes pointless, I think. And takes a backseat. So I've been here since 2019. I gained a few pounds.
Okay.
And as many people say, I lost a lot of mental weight. But the physical one is not coming off, right? So this is where I am. I was coached by Corinne recently. It was super helpful, right? She did inner child stepping through kind of thing. And it was good.
Okay.
I think would like to figure out how to keep hope, I guess, and persevere and move forward. And also take care of myself differently than overeating. And
are you currently living in the Ukraine? Do you live in the Ukraine now?
No. So I think that my triggers are, I came here in 1996.
Okay, and so you live in the States.
I am in New Jersey. So
in
Kim
New Jersey,
can contact
okay.
me. Hi, Kim.
All right, okay.
I think this is what my fears are and what triggers me and takes me away from healthy living is that when I was in Ukraine, there was a lot of hatred and there was a lot of animosity even then. And even though a lot of people kept telling me that they didn't sense it, they couldn't believe the war was going to happen, I knew that was happening because of othering and isolation. And it just, I knew it was coming. And here I am. Like, I escaped, basically, right? And then now, when I look around and I see how people relate to each other or don't, how we have a loneliness epidemic because people just can't connect, right? Republican, Democrat discourse and all the rhetoric, how unhealthy it is. It just smells very familiar. And I get super threatened, and I become catatonic, like in the stupor, cannot move, right? And I've been saying, I just want to go to New Zealand. Someone take me to New Zealand, please. But
So what you're let me summarize to make sure I
listen.
understand you, because I'm afraid I'm giving it when I turn the speaker up, I'm afraid it's giving some feedback in my mic. So I just want to make sure I'm understanding you. Your triggers are, well, backing up, you feel like you saw the Ukraine situation coming. And it sounds like you're being triggered by similar thoughts, observations now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is your primary feeling? Is it fear? Is it loneliness? Is it, what is it?
It's all of the above, and I feel that I have to run,
You
right?
feel
And
that you
that's
have to
like
what?
I have to run, like
You have to
escape,
run.
right?
Okay.
The same kind of sensation. And now I have a young child, so I feel very responsible for his life as well. Right. So I have kind of a lot of guilt that I brought him into this world and was my decision. So now I want to run and escape. And I feel that at 50, I turned 50 this year, I'm just depleted and I'm fat. And I think New Zealand doesn't want poor old fat people. And this is where I'm at. You need to unmute. Unmute.
Thank you. You were on the call last night, right? So we
Yes.
had this whole conversation about what your nervous system is doing. And it
Yes.
sounds to me like, so for everyone who wasn't on the call last night, I'm taking this class in nervous system resilience. And what that means is our bodies store feelings, our bodies feel feelings. And sometimes they're driven by thoughts and sometimes they're not. Sometimes they are reactionary with a result, from triggers like Maya is having. Okay. And when we are, to use the terms in trusting your body, when we are not at home base, picture home base as like a square. It's like a zone, a place where you live, calmly and peacefully and confidently, and everything feels good in the world. When you're there, that's home base. When your nervous system senses danger, you can go above home base or below home base. Sounds like Maya is above home base, right? With fear, activated nervous system, and this flight response that you're having. I need to move to New Zealand. I got to get out of here. I'm really afraid of what I am perceiving is happening in the world right now. Okay. So the first thing we want to do, Maya, is just say, if this is what you're noticing and you have noticed it before, why wouldn't it be normal for you to be afraid? Right?
It's normal. I
Very
get it.
normal. But what we do is we're like, I shouldn't be afraid right now. I got a house. I've got electricity. I've got a bed. I got food to eat. My kid's going to school.
Actually, I use that as a soothing board. And like my kid, he wakes up every morning and says, Mommy, I'm so anxious. My tummy hurts. And I don't know why I worry, right? And I'm thinking, I know why you worry because you watch the news at school too. The world is on fire. The water is everywhere. And we just want to get the hell out of here somewhere, right? So I
And
tell him,
he
you're
might
fine.
also be reflecting your essence.
That is very true. But what I'm
Yes.
thinking is like when I'm around him, I'm very cognizant of where I am. So when I'm talking to him, I said, Baby, look around us. Here we're safe. We have electricity. We have water. We have all of the above. I do not believe I have the shoot in me, right? That like I shouldn't be afraid. Actually,
Okay.
I'm like, oh yeah, I know where it's
So
coming
you do
from.
use that to regulate your nervous system. You create a little safety for yourself. You
Safety
tell
today, right
yourself,
now, grounding, right?
okay,
I am here, I'm cool.
that's beautiful. A lot of people don't do that. They resist the fear. They say they shouldn't have it, so they stay above home base. If you're able to regulate and bring it back down, you're still feeling a little bit of fear, but you're coming back toward home base, right? So what happens to take you out of to create more activation if you are able to bring yourself down? Why what happens
I
to
think the
activate your
next
brain?
thought, yeah, is that I think like, yeah, right now we're cool, but I feel I'm running out of time.
Oh, that's the thought. I'm running
That's the
out of
one.
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and what does that, what feeling does that thought create? Is that fear
It
again, or is
triggers
it something
fear.
else?
Yeah, it's just a loop.
Okay, it's just a loop. So, how do you think, what kind of tool can you use that we talked about last night that helps you with I'm running out of time? Because let's put on our logical hat for a minute, okay? Can you do that? Sometimes when we're super activated, the logical brain goes offline. Is your
I'm in
logical
a good place right now, so yeah,
brain? Okay, good.
absolutely.
All right. I
Yeah.
want to make sure. When you put on your logical hat and you say, I'm telling myself I'm running out of time. What does that, does that, does that, what's the next thought after that? Is that true? Is that
Oh,
not
it's
true?
definitely a given. And the next thought after that is like, I can't push anymore. I'm depleted. I'm old. I just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're depleted because you're fighting this fear all the time.
No, I'm depleted
No?
because I went through a shit of a
Because what?
divorce. Because I
A
went through
divorce.
a really bad divorce.
Oh,
My
okay.
kid has special needs, and all the trauma and all of that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like coming out from the ashes. And then for the longest time, I thought like life doesn't have a meaning. There is no purpose. I want to die. I remember wanting to die since I was 5, right? So there is this depression that is genetic, right? So that is there too. But I am trying to stay at the home base for the sake of my kiddo, right?
Tell me
And
what you do to stay at home base.
oh gosh. I try to sleep 8 hours or more. I take showers at comfortable temperature. I realize smell is something that is really comforting for me. So I have all the sorts of stuff all around me that smell good. I walk every day, 10K steps. I started going to the gym. I'm pulling all this stuff, DBT, CBT, NLP,
How are you
you
talking
name
to
it.
yourself? How are you
I'm
talking
talking
to
to
yourself
myself
to bring you back to
kindly,
home base?
mostly.
Huh?
Kindly,
Kindly.
as
Okay.
much as I can.
Yeah.
Rationally.
You're asking for help.
Learning.
You came to coaching,
Yes,
right?
exactly. That's self-care for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you seeing anyone else? Are you seeing a therapist or anything for your
Oh yeah,
past
of
trauma?
course. Of
Good.
course.
Good.
And I'm
I mean,
on
because
good
that's
drugs. Yeah.
that is part of the, seriously, y'all, that's part of it. And when I coached last night, there was a lady on there who suffers pretty hard PTSD. And I said, you know, that's part of taking care of yourself is seeing, you know, a professional, seeing therapists when you need to.
I also know that when I started this program, because I was doing all of that before and it wasn't as effective. But when I started this program and some additional reading and some additional podcast listening, a lot of that work really put me where I am. Like I
Yeah.
truly survived because of the thought work and the help I got here.
Yeah.
Right. But like I get stuck periodically, and that's why I come to the school and I want to get unstuck because this one is a big one.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm looking at my notes from last night. And in order to regulate your nervous system, the best thing for you to do first is establish safety. And you do that. You do, you know, we talked about that, hands on the heart. I have a bed. I have, you know, you told me about all those things that you do for yourself. That's creating safety for yourself. The second thing you do is you drop into your body. So when you are feeling fear, if you drop into your body or any feeling, this is for anybody, right? If you drop into your body, and you connect with how your body feels in that emotion, it actually helps take the temperature down. It helps, it allows you to cognitively say, this is just how my body feels right now. My nervous system is a little activated. I'm feeling fear. That means I have tension here and here and here, and this hurts mm-hmm. and that feels good and all those kinds of things. It mm-hmm. kind of takes the fear out of feeling fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing you do is breathe. You breathe through it. And I think you said you do some of that too. You do some breathwork exercises. To calm yourself, you guys, one of the easiest things to do is to breathe in deeply to maybe 6 and breathe out to 10. So count to 6 breathing in, out to 10, because what that does is, what do you start to say?
Whatever you're going to say.
Activates your vagus nerve, which is going to help settle you down too. Now, all that to say, you still acknowledge that you have fear. It's okay to be afraid. It actually has your senses on alert so that you can handle what comes along. What you do is you decide if the fear is relevant to the moment. Okay, so let's say you go to bed tonight. It's 10 o'clock, kids in bed, everything else is okay. And you start to get fearful. Your brain can parcel out then, is this fear real right now, or am I safe right now? Am I fearing what might happen, or is there really a tiger in the bedroom with me?
My problem is that, in the moment I can do that, but then the next thought is like, but it's coming. Like, you okay. live through that, you know it's going to happen.
How can you answer that thought, but it's coming?
Good question. I think what I tell myself right now is I'm hoping that my kid is going to get a stipend in ballet because he's doing ballet. So like he's gonna get hired by ballet theater in New Jersey.
How are you going to handle it? Let me give you a hint. Okay. Let me offer you one and you tell me if it works. All right. Do you know the term in the membership PLMF?
Mm-mm.
You know what MF is, right?
Yeah.
It's the word I don't say.
Yeah.
Pivot Leica.
Pivot. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so a
good tool. Okay.
If it comes,
the right direction.
Are you a pivoter? Can you pivot?
Oh yeah, big time. Big time. Yeah. For sure.
So when you hear the thought, oh, but it's coming, I want you to cue into that part of Maya that can handle it like a boss. Whether it's running to New Zealand or taking the kid to the basement or whatever it is you need to do, you're going to take care of that kid and you're going to take care of yourself, aren't you? You're going to figure it out, aren't you?
Right. Okay. So I've done it before. I'm capable. That's the thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
How does that feel to you? You look uncertain. You're looking like, really?
I think in some moments I can believe it. In some moments, it's a bit of a stretch.
So you said you have a flight response. Do you have a freeze response? Do you ever freeze?
All the time.
All the time. So freezing is below home base.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? It's like a yeah. little activated below home base. Sounds like you spend a lot of time above home base with fear. Do you spend time below home base as well? How do you get out of the freeze response?
Five things I can notice, 4 things I can hear, 3 things I can smell, 1 thing I can taste,
yeah.
things I can feel in my body.
I love that. I love that. So you do have the tools.
Mm-hmm.
You can pivot.
Okay.
Right? It's normal to feel any feeling, especially given what you've been through. It's normal to be triggered.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing someone for the past trauma. So when you have the thought, when you're laying in bed and you have the thought and you, it's coming again. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Hands on the heart. Regulate. Breathe. So Kathy says, I can PLMF because I can. I've done it before.
I think I can figure it out is a good thought for me.
I think I can figure it out. Yeah. Yeah. When you are in the flight response, can you figure it out?
Yeah.
Probably. Probably.
I am really good now at scanning my body and identifying the state. And depending on the state, I can apply the tools that match it. So I'm getting really good at it.
Yeah. You have so many. Yeah, I am very impressed. You have so many tools. You have learned so much in your lifetime about how to manage things.
Perhaps a lot is telling me that thing too, because she remembered.
Oh, is Jean giving y'all the love too? She's good at that.
Yeah, but I did come a long way. And that's because, you know, how they have this joke. Like the teacher says, my student's so stupid. I've explained it to them 7 times. I got it myself and they still didn't get it. So I think that is my situation. When I give all the tools to my kid, because he's a nervous wreck, and I learned a lot of tools and explained them to him. And then, sure enough, I have to practice them myself.
Yeah.
So this is what
just
I
like Kim, about. You need Coach Maya in your head to keep you. Use my voice. Maybe Coach Maya has a Kathy voice.
Smoothing, not cursing
yes.
voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we pivot right now? Can we figure this out? Of course we can. We have all the tools. We've been through a lot. We have figured out so much. Why would we ever stop now?
I think I needed that phrase. And I even wrote in comments, when we're doing that work, whether we're journaling or not, sometimes when you're stuck in that feeling, right, that people to level up phrase, it just doesn't come in. And you're circling, and you cannot get out of it. And that's why coaching is really helpful.
Well, and honestly, when you're super activated, your conscious brain takes a back seat.
Yep.
Okay. You are totally, when you're super activated, way above home base, conscious brain is like, I'm letting the nervous system take this. All right. We got to fight, flight, you know, whatever the response is. That's when you have to create safety for yourself.
Or if you're frozen and just frozen.
That's when you have to say, all right, hold on. I see them in this response. What do I need to do next? Mm-hmm. And maybe you just write out 3 little steps, hands on heart, say these things, breathe. You know, maybe you just write that out so that you can remember when you're in that response, this is what I do. This is how I at least come back down enough that I can bring that CEO part of my brain back online.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound?
It's great. Doable.
Good. Doable. That's what I wanted to hear. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. You take good care. All right.
Will do.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Okay, Joy. We have so many hands raised. I'm so sorry, y'all. We won't get to everyone. But here's what I want you to do. If I don't get to you tonight, I'm calling up Joy. Let's see if she's coming. I want you to go over to Ask Coaches. Okay. We have amazing coaches, including myself, just saying, and Ask Coaches every single day to help you. Let's see what Joy's got. Are you coming? Can you turn on your camera for me? Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What you got tonight?
Oh man, mine sounds so trivial now compared to the rest of those ladies.
Oh no, no. Look, we are not judging the coaching. We are not judging.
I knew you were
going to
say
the call.
That. And I almost didn't say it. So anyway, my thing is about my schedule, and I know it. I don't really, it might have to do with the time management we're working on this month, but I work as a nurse. I work 12-hour shifts, and I do eight shifts in 12 days, and then I have 9 days off every 3 weeks. So it's a pretty sweet schedule. I love it. It gives me plenty of time to do all the things I want to do. But my issue is, while I'm working, when I'm in that work mode, I do really, really well. My food is planned. I pack it. I bring it with me. I don't eat, you know, the potlucks and the cookies and the things that people bring to work. I'm on plan, and I see the scale move while I'm in that work mode. When I'm off for those 9 days, I tend to fall into a pretty heavy nighttime snacking. My days are unstructured, and I have tried everything I can think of to make that not so. So I'm kind of looking for some more ideas.
You've tried everything you can think of. That's very dramatic, Joy.
Very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Yes.
So I mean, why do you think you stay online, stay on planet work?
Because I don't have time to do anything else. I'm either working or I'm on a short break or I am sleeping. Literally, I get home from work, I go straight to bed, I get up, I get ready for work, I go back to work. I don't have time to think about anything other than what's on.
So basically, you've taken care of work by providing yourself some structure, some easy meals, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. I pack my lunches for 3 days at a time. I'm good. And it just goes in my bag. I don't even think about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So why aren't you staying on plan when you're at home?
I that's what I'm trying to figure out. I write my plan every day. I do stay on plan for my meals, and I do sometimes, I've always put a snack on my plan in case I need it in the evening, but as soon as dinner's over, it's all bets are off.
Why? What's going on?
I'm home alone a lot. My husband works a late schedule too. Mm-hmm. It's boredom. It's tired. It's, mm-hmm. you know, lonely.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm lonely. I like it. Mm-hmm. Lives, but
okay. Bored and tired. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So does food solve bored and tired?
It definitely does not. And I can't tell you how many times I've written that in my journal.
We're going to say it does solve bored and tired for you.
Okay.
Because you're doing it.
I am doing it. You are correct.
Mm-hmm. So it must solve something. If it's not bored and tired, what is it solving for you? What is it doing? And I'm not being sarcastic here. Mm-hmm. No, there's something about the nighttime eating that is, that you, your brain, your primal brain, something sees benefit from. What do you think it could be?
It gets me to bedtime when I can go to sleep. And that's another issue, is I have trouble sleeping. And so, you know, when I am tired, you know, the whole take a nap sometimes works, but oftentimes what happens is if I take a late enough nap, then I don't sleep at night.
Okay. So the eating then is filling a gap, a time gap for you.
Yes.
When you're bored and tired, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So I have tried spending the evening, you know, crafting, playing games on my iPad. I mean, but most of the time what happens is I sit on the couch, TV comes on, there I sit, and the urges come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why are you bored?
Why am I bored? Because I'm choosing not to do things that I could be doing.
Is there a thought that leads to bored? Like, I don't know what to do. It's the same old day. We're in Groundhog Day. You know the movie Groundhog Day?
You're probably
for Groundhog Day.
Yep.
It's Groundhog Day here again at the house.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes will catch myself in the morning. I have my plans written, my journaling's done, you know, all the things. And I'll walk by something and I'll think, you know, I'm probably going to overeat that later, or I'm probably going to snack that later off plan. And just that one little thought will take hold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as much as I have written in my journal, today's the day I'm not going to snack. It just creeps back in. But am I, let's see, what was the question? Why am I bored? Probably because I'm choosing to be bored. I don't really want a whole lot of extra activity on my days off. I like the rest aspect of my stretch off.
So very often, what I'm seeing a lot this month, actually, is people who have an abundance of time, a lot of times aren't managing the abundance of time. It gives you an opportunity to say, I'll do that later. I've got plenty of time. I'll do that later. I've got plenty of time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Whereas when you're on a super tight schedule, you've got to get stuff done to keep going.
Yep, 100%.
So what solves it is taking away that thought, I'll do it later. I've got an abundance of time. I've got a ton of time. I'll do that later. And saying, how do I want to effectively use this time right now? Okay. And maybe it's sitting, watching TV. Maybe it's eating. Maybe it's crafting. Maybe it's doing nothing. Maybe it's being bored. Maybe it's calling a friend. Whatever it is, you have not given yourself, you've given yourself some options. Well, I'm going to craft tonight. That didn't work. Move on. Right?
Right.
Because what you're actually doing is choosing to fill that time with eating. Right?
Yes. And the other option is sitting there. Well, not, I mean, not the only other
option. They're thinking about eating.
Is sitting there thinking about eating. Exactly.
Heather says, take up pickleball. Heather, talk to everyone so we can all see that pickleball. Mary Jo is in
it. Oh, thank you. My workouts are done in the morning and that's it. I'm not doing anything else for the rest of the day.
So a couple of things you can do. The first is structure your time. Do time blocks like Corinne talks about on those days that you don't have to work. Mm-hmm. Create a plan for your day and for your time. How am I, you know, what am I going to do in the morning? What am I going to do in the afternoon? You know, what am I going to do tonight? And try some things. Okay. But that's, again, we're going after here, some action steps to do. We're not fixing the brain.
Right.
We got to fix what's going on in the brain in order to promote the right actions. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your brain loves these days off. You've just told me, I love my schedule, right? So your job then is to figure out how to use that schedule to your advantage, how to continue to love the schedule, because it doesn't sound like you love the overeating at night or you wouldn't be on this call.
No.
Right?
I do not.
Yeah. So the other thing you can do is break your pattern a little bit, break your pattern up a little bit. That's by adding other activities. I'm going to tell you my biggest pattern breaker is I get in bed because I do not eat in my bed. Where do you live?
I'm in Washington State.
Washington State. You live close to the water?
Hi, Ashley. I am very close to the water. Yes.
Very close. Do you ever go down to the beach and then come home and get sand in the bed?
Oh yeah. No, I don't eat in my bed either.
I hate that feeling. I will not. I grew up in Rhode Island many nights with sand in the bed. I won't eat in the bed. I might have water in my bedroom. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know if I go get in the bed, there's no more eating. Plus it's upstairs away from the kitchen. So pattern interrupts work, but also remembering in your mind that you love this time and you don't love it because it gives you an opportunity to eat. You love it because you get to rest, because you get to do some things that you like to do. What do you think about that?
Yes, I agree with that. I don't necessarily think that getting in bed would work for me simply because that's part of my other issue is the sleep thing. And if I stay in my bed too long, my back gets out of whack. And so, but there are other places I could go, the things I
can do. Other places you can sit that you won't eat in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. My whole room, bedroom is off limits to the food. So
yeah.
But that's just an example of a pattern interrupt that would work for me. So using that to figure out what your pattern interrupt might be could be helpful. Because I'm going to guess when you're doing this nighttime eating, it's not really physical hunger, right? It's your body needing food.
No.
Okay.
No, I've even gone as far as putting a chair across the entrance to my kitchen so I don't walk in there accidentally.
I mean, it's just did that work?
Yes, it did for a few days.
Yeah, so why not do that, right? Whatever. I mean, nothing is, when it comes to breaking a pattern, nothing is off limits. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can bungee cord the pantry door closed. You know, whatever it is that creates that pause for you to really think for a minute. Oh wait, I'm going after food. I said this is a no tonight.
Right.
Whatever it is, figure out what that pattern interrupt could be. See if that helps.
I'm working on that. So. Okay. Good.
Does that help?
It does. Yeah.
Do we need to dig around some more? We can.
No, I mean that's all stuff that I know, and I've exactly what I've been trying to do. So yeah. Just trying to come up with something that's gonna stick, I guess, is my thing. It's like I wanna find the one thing that's gonna work forever, but it works for a little while and then not so much. So
well,
maybe there's more than one thing.
Our brains are really good at adapting. Mm-hmm. So that one thing that's going to work forever may not be there. It may be an evolution of things for you. Here's the other thing. Quitting the snacking cold turkey might not work for you.
Right. And I have thought about that, just giving myself permission on a couple nights a week to be like, tonight's the night. Okay, we're just going to do whatever we want to do here. And
well, no, I'm thinking eating half of what you would normally eat.
Okay.
Or planning what you're going to eat and saying, I can, you know, in the morning with your conscious brain, I'm going to eat 6 cookies, 2 pancakes, and a piece of toast tonight. And that's what I get. You can do that as well. Bring that planning and the eating into the conscious part of your brain. Have you tried that?
I have. And the problem is that it's never hungry eating. And so then I'm still not seeing any results because I know I'm eating past enough.
You
know,
but we're trying to break the pattern.
We are trying to break the pattern.
We're trying to break the pattern. Okay. We're trying to activate different parts of your brain. Here's the important thing. I think your problem is you want to go from nighttime eating to not nighttime eating. Just change my brain, Kathy. I'm on this call. Change my brain.
Can't you?
No. No, that's up to you. And I'm giving you a few little things to try to change your brain. But it's not, you're not, this is not going to be a light switch. It's going to be practice. It's going to be patience. Okay. Yes. So let's see. It is, you said you're in Washington. So it's 5 o'clock where you are.
Yep.
Husband working?
He is home tonight.
He's home tonight. Is he home tomorrow night?
No.
And you're home by yourself tomorrow night?
Yes.
What's the plan for tomorrow?
Plan for tomorrow is more of the same. Just I got morning routine. I do my walk and my workout and my journaling and my planning. I am in the middle of a sewing project, so I'll work on that for a part of the day. And sometime after dinner, I will plunk on the couch, and that's when the battle begins. So I will
listen to the way you even talk about it.
The battle. Yep.
Listen to the way you even talk about it. So. After dinner, you plop down on the couch. What are you going to do? What's the plan?
The plan is.
What would you normally eat?
Oh, that. bacon bits straight out of the bag. Tortilla chips.
So what can you plan to eat? Let me ask you this. Are you enjoying the bacon bits and the tortilla chips?
Oh, yeah.
You are enjoying them. Okay. You're tasting them, all the things. Okay. All right. So if we were to say you can have tortilla chips tomorrow night, but you have to eat them out of the bag. Not out of the bag. You have to pour them out of the bag into a bowl and you have to sit in a different place, not on the couch. Would you be willing to try that? See how it felt?
Yes.
What do you say? What are you going?
So my first thought was
it wouldn't help.
No, not that it wouldn't help, but that's not as much fun. But that's part of the problem is I'm trying to miss this fun.
Right.
Busted. Okay.
Right. So maybe that's what's missing.
Yeah. Fun in my life, huh?
Maybe.
Yep. Yes. I have thought that. Fun takes effort. And I'm too tired sometimes for fun. So.
Eating takes effort too.
Eating does take effort.
Mm-hmm. Coming to coaching calls takes effort. Getting dressed takes effort.
Mm-hmm.
You can have fun watching TV on the couch. You just get to classify it that way in your mind. And if you are going into every evening that you're home by yourself thinking the only way I can have fun is to eat, then guess what your brain is going to want to do?
It's looking for that fun.
It's looking for the fun. And we had to go through all these suggestions on what to do in order to get there.
Okay. I will find some things that are more fun than sitting on the couch, eating myself into heartburn and bad sleep.
Yeah, maybe that's what you tell yourself. Heartburn is not fun.
Oh, I remember that in the middle of the night when I'm after the
dream. Yeah. And you know, losing the gaining the weight that you lost while you were at work is not fun.
Not at all.
But what, you know, what your work is to figure out how to fill your evenings with something that that you enjoy doing that doesn't involve eating.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's really fun that's missing, maybe that's how you attack this. And then you put on your plan, one bowl. I don't care how big the bowl is. You remember Corinne used to eat out of the cart and it was a big deal to go to the bowl of the ice cream. One bowl of chips or tortilla chips with bacon bits on them or whatever it is that you like to eat.
Okay.
But when you eat them, you have to tell yourself, the currency I pay for this is going to be heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be putting that weight back on that I took off while I was at work, while my day was structured.
I have, I'm taking the Trusting Your Body course for the first time, and I have set a timer on my phone for 8 p.m. to do that now plus nurture thing. So,
oh, good. That's perfect.
Tonight will be the first time that pops up. So we'll see.
That's perfect. It might be interesting to see if fun pops up in your now plus nurture.
Maybe I'll have to set a timer for fun too.
Here's the other thing. Betsy and Jane have done a lot of calls on overeating.
Mm-hmm.
And you might find a whole bunch of tools in those calls as well that will help you with, you know, figuring out how to slow down the trigger to eat process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been at this for 5 years. So I'm there's tools. I've got the tools.
Well, you just have to study on them and see what you can apply.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks for calling me out. I like that. I like those ideas and I will try some of them.
Okay. Fun. It's all about the fun.
All about the fun.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. Alrighty. Bye. Bye.
Okay, everyone. I have gone over an hour. There's still a couple of hands raised. Will you guys please go over to Ask Coaches and let us know what it was you needed. I believe there's probably a coaching call on Sunday as well. If you can come to that one, raise your hand. Either way, I guess I need to tell you goodbye. Ashley, thank you so much for your help tonight, for all you did. I guess there's no Q&A. If we didn't get to you, please, pretty please go to Ask Coaches. Let us know how we can help you. Okay. All right. Y'all take care. Bye now.